Say big to Menards and keep cool in the summer heat with a new window air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Featuring 3 fan cooling speeds and a remote control, allowing you to cool your space from anywhere in the room. Save big money on Denali Air. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony, Friday the 13th, Cincinnati. That's what day it is.
Well, technically, when they hear this, it'll be Sunday the 15th.
Just as evil.
Murder Day.
It's rigor mortis day after murder day on Friday.
Sunday rigor.
rigor sets in.
Yeah, I was watching The Staircase. They say that a lot on it. All right, Tone, you see, how you been, dude? It's been a while.
Yeah, it has. Haven't seen you in a couple of hours, huh?
Couple hours? Shit, I just worked like a fucking...
couple of hours?
12-hour shift or some shit. Do you like the sick tan line I've gained from wearing my hat all the time?
Yeah.
Looks good, right?
Yeah.
I just need
looks
to spend
good
like
on the
one,
podcast, dude.
I'm just asking you. We can talk about things they can't see. It's all right. I need to spend like one day just staring at the sun for like 3 hours, and I think it'll just go away.
Well, yeah. When are you going to find that kind of time, though? Staring at the sun?
Yeah, like that Thrice song.
I don't know that reference.
You don't listen to Thrice?
No.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Never?
Yeah, no.
You never listened to Thrice?
Never heard of them.
Really? Never heard of her.
Never heard of her. What's she do?
Yeah, they have a song called Staring at the Sun.
Okay. I like fucking Alkaline Trio. That's kind of the same like time frame.
Yes, it is. Yeah, Finch.
Yeah.
That was around then. Yeah. Thrice was like the kind of like harder emo. Like
yeah.
Cool guitar work and stuff like that. The guitarist, I can't
was
remember.
Like clean vocals than screaming.
Yeah, but not on the same, like Finch was more like the going towards metalcore. Like a lot of singing, but like heavy. And then Thrice is more like, we're really intricate and we have sometimes screaming, but we have a lot of melody.
Yeah. I mean, I like melody.
I remember, who's the guitarist for Radiohead?
Johnny Greenwood?
Yeah, I remember the guy from Thrice, their guitar player, was like, he's my favorite guitar player.
Oh, wow.
And he also, before every album, he would go and learn a different style of music, bluegrass, something that's out of his wheelhouse, and then apply it to the next record. It's pretty interesting.
That's pretty cool, dude.
That's it for Thrice Corner this week.
Yep.
what have you been doing, man? Thrice. You had some days off. My boy aged.
Thrice daily.
Technically, we all age every day, so it's not really important. But
every day I'm closer to the grave, Paul. I don't count it in years. I count it in seconds.
Yeah, I live a quarter second at the time to the grave. just like...
call me Tone Toretto.
Yeah, just call me Tony Walker. But it's funny because I'm Paul.
Yeah, you can be Polly Walker and I can be...
why am I Polly Walker? What, you from the fucking Jersey Shore?
If they hired you, it'd be Polly instead
of Paul.
I'm
going to drive this car real fast. That's upsetting.
Nobody likes a tuna, asshole.
Nice. You see any... Oh, yeah, but yeah, you had a birthday. You had a fun. I gave you a box fan.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't... Like, when you said, like, you had fun, then you said that. It's not like that was the first thing that came to mind, but you did give me a box fan. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. That's the first time you said thank you, by the way. It's been 3 days.
It is not. I've said thank you literally as soon as I saw it.
I wasn't here.
I texted you.
I never got it.
Oh, my God.
Go to the tape. Hold on. No, I'm just kidding. We don't have to rewind for a text.
Well, I'm just saying it existed. Okay? Mm-mm. All right? You son of a... beasting.
It's like probably thank you for finally putting away your fucking dishes, you lazy bitch.
Jesus.
I can't believe
Christ.
You actually cleaned up the cat shit today.
I hate you so much.
I'm not saying that on his part. I tend to not do that. But then I also try to overcompensate and do it on mornings that he's not up yet. Surprise him with a clean kitty. Oh, you couldn't find it, could you?
No, because I'm pretty sure we did talk about it because you were like, did you like the present?
Yeah, so you didn't text me.
And then you commented when it was in my room. You're like, not using it yet?
Yeah, and still no thank yous until now. So you're welcome. Happy birthday. Sometimes I wish this was a video podcast because to see the air go out of someone in front of you.
No, it's the happiness. Don't call it air. It's happiness.
Okay, right on. Well, I think that's the same term. Like the air describes that.
Taking the air out of my sails.
Or wind out of the sails, sucking the air out of the balloon, that sort of thing. You're withering
and
dying.
You suck the air out of my life. Yeah, you just like trap me in like a vacuum of nothing. Yeah, that. God, that fan, dude. I slept with it last two nights.
He's a good comedian.
What?
Dat Fan. You said.
That's what?
You're like, oh, God, Dat Fan. Yeah, his name's Dat Fan. You never. He does like the super like.
You're making that up.
No, he does that super like hardcore racist like fucking like Chinese accent for his mom and dad all the time.
That's not Bobby Lee?
No, you never. It's Dat Fan.
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
Never heard of
that's
her.
That's also like, I'm pretty sure like 14 minutes of his bit, I believe.
Wow, probably.
You've never heard of Dat Fan?
No.
That's impressive. What did you do for your birthday, man?
I was graciously gifted a fan.
Ah, Dat Fan. I gave him a comic.
just want to note there's no knob on the top, so I have to use my teeth to turn it on. But,
you know what?
Who's judging what?
You know, I've had that for, I don't know, probably 4 years now, and that knob broke off within the first week of my purchase. So I use guitar picks. I would stick it in that little knob and just click it like that. So I'll give you a guitar pick.
Or like, would like a nickel work? Like,
I think the nickel might be too thick, but I got one right here for you. Happy birthday.
Fuck, man. The gifts just keep a coming.
I don't know if you could hear that on the podcast, but that's a legit nickel that I had.
Oh, I'll just take the roll of nickels here because there's a roll of $2 worth of nickels.
You
hear that?
That's a
roll of fatties right there.
Oh, man. I got a can.
Hang on. Let me. That's fart.
Oh, man. We're like Foley artists. I don't know if it's Foley or Foley.
Foley, who knows?
Yeah, I think it's
we're
Foley.
We're sound artists.
Anyway, so how was your birthday? Other than the awesome fan.
Oh, it was incredible.
The 4-year-old fan with the broken knob.
God damn it.
One of the reasons why I gave Tony the fan, I'm sorry to cut you off, was because I know that Tony feels a lot of pressure for birthdays and holidays and stuff like that to get people gifts if they give him one.
Yeah.
So my ultimate gift to you was to give me nothing.
Yes, you said that the day before.
The best gift of all, correct?
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to make sure it was cool before I gave you nothing, and you're like, oh, sick. And then
no,
I come upstairs.
No, because I was like, hell yeah.
I come upstairs, and it says Tony was here, and I find you fucking swinging from your box fan that
not
I gave you.
Not ever would have happened.
Yeah, you couldn't really kill yourself off a box fan either. It doesn't make any sense.
Swinging from the box fan.
Yeah, I was thinking your ceiling fan, but you don't have one
you
of those
either. You just pummeled yourself right into it.
Yeah, I did. All right.
I
just wanted to make sure it was cool with you before I gave you nothing. But I figured it would be because you don't like to get gifts for others. Well, you do like to get gifts for some
people. I
don't
like to get gifts sometimes.
Yeah, that is true. Like, and you never really have. Never been a gift getter.
I don't care about getting or giving.
I love getting gifts.
Till recently.
Yeah.
Because Courtney does lots of gift giving and she's really good at it.
It's different for buying for your significant other than it is anyone else in your life.
It's so strange. I'm
like
why are you
dad?
So extra? I don't know, but you fucking are.
Yeah,
like,
I think that's love.
Yeah.
Which I guess we don't have
but
for each other.
Not like bro parent love or bro love.
Yeah, what about
it's not like when I think of like my dad, I'm like, God, I got to get that guy 12 things and wrap it.
Well, I mean, so for your dad, do you enjoy looking for a gift for him or is it a kind of a nuisance?
Well, it's almost like, what do you get the guy who wants nothing? You know? Don't laugh. He's
I'm not
such
laughing.
Dude, he's a total nihilist.
Yeah.
What am I going to get him?
Yeah.
Sleep?
Honestly.
Relaxation? A cup of water?
Less stress?
No commercials? Like, I don't know what the fuck to get him. Like, so a lot of times I'm like, dude, you want to go on like a hike? Or like, I just take him somewhere.
An Alien 2 marathon? I don't know.
I'm serious. Like, I don't know what to do. Rent you a hotel for a night? Like...
I hate Christmas like with my family because, I mean, what do you get the family?
Exactly. Like, do you get them just like some gift card-y thing?
They're
or?
Older people, so they buy whatever they want. They've had their lives. They have money.
They've
they're
got adult money.
Like, guess what? Yeah, this is cool. I remember my brother 1 year got my parents Firefly.
Yeah.
And they're unwrapping it. They're like, oh, Firefly. And I look over at him like, what the? I mouth like, what the fuck? And because like I was like, isn't that like a weird sci-fi show?
Classic?
Yeah, and he was like, oh, it's like a Western sci-fi.
Yeah,
and I was like, and that's you see Mom and Bruce, and that's right up their alley.
That's a shot, huh?
And like I remember they were moving out of the house, and like, oh hey, do you want this Firefly? And I was like, oh, didn't like it, huh? Not up your alley.
Not one of the keepers.
Now what's awesome is that they had just gotten a Blu-ray player that year, which is why my brother got them that. And they accidentally, forgetting that I got them this gift, were like, oh hey, do you want this Dark Knight trilogy?
Whammo!
And I was like,
that's what you get for trying to get like fun content.
Well, yeah, because like Bruce, like I'll recommend him a movie, Thor Ragnarok recently. I was like, you should check that out. You'll love it. And he did. He liked it a lot. Now, the Dark Knight trilogy, that's not like, they're not like, ooh, let's put in Batman, because they're not fucking 14. Like, I get that. That was a dumb gift on my part. But I'm making fun of my brother, and then they literally tried to I was like, oh, that asshole got you a dumb. No, I literally gave you okay. I just got re-gifted my own gift.
That's why I'll either take them somewhere, or I'll get them a gift card to go somewhere on their own without having to pay.
Boom, that's what I did last year. Josie and I got them Rockneys gift cards.
That's like an evening of enjoyment they're not paying for.
So weird, though, because like they go to my mom's like, oh, we love going to Rockneys. I went there with them one time, and she's vegan.
Yeah.
So she orders like an asshole. Mom, if you're listening, I love you to death, but you do.
Right.
No one likes the fucking like, oh, hey, hold the pita, hold this, hold that. Like, do you have any fucking like gluten-free lettuce? Like, isn't it already? I don't know. I love you to death, Ma. And thank you for giving my DVDs back.
These carrots are too boiled.
No, it's not like that. She's not shitty like that. But just like, you know, the
things that she is going to consume.
Hey, hey, can I get this sans everything on it except for the water you gave me in a glass, basically.
Bingo.
And I'm like, well, here's $50 for a lot of free water, I guess.
Yeah, you're going to get a lot of meals out of this.
But yeah, so I feel like that's like a better way to go too. Is like, hey, here's an experience you can do.
As opposed, even like now that I'm 32... Like, bro gifts are not 32? Something...
You don't look a day over 26.
Thanks, dude. That's what I hear from everyone.
Yeah?
Literally everyone.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, look at it. It's like it's chiseled out of porcelain and with gravy on it.
He's talking about his dick. He just took it out in front of me.
I was like, check her out, I was like,
wow. Look at it.
Fresh out of the cellophane.
That's good. Freshly packed.
God damn it. Okay. No, I just think like there's not much. There's not many things that I'm like, dude. When we have bro time, are we going to just watch a movie and chill, or fucking like just play a board game and chill, or are we going to have a ton of cool stuff? And is there a ton of needs in your life that I can fill? Nah. And if there are needs in your life, buy yourself some shit.
Yeah. I remember for my birthday, I was gifted a PlayStation 4 from my girlfriend, Josie, who's been on the podcast, Marvel Madness. Check them out if you haven't. and Tony got me a awesome headset.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good headset.
Good.
Thank you.
Is it the one down there?
The one that I sold to a friend? No.
No, the one that's down on the fucking...
No, that's for Xbox.
Oh, okay.
You got me a PlayStation 4 one, but okay. I think they're interchangeable. That doesn't matter.
Okay.
It was a good gift. That year I got...
Christmas is a little different, because everyone's all like corny and like fucking, I'm in the mood. My birthday, who gives a fuck?
I'm trying to think what you got me for last Christmas.
Who knows? Something great.
Probably.
Probably just something so great.
I'm sure it was just some type of action figure or some sort of shit like that.
Something, yeah.
Usually that's what we get. We get each other like dumb, nerdy knickknacks. Yeah. I remember when I got you that fucking 24-inch K2SO.
Yeah.
And unwrapping that, like, I'm pretty sure I have a picture of you holding it, and you're just like so stoked on it, and I was like, that's cool. Because you love K2SO.
It looks so cool. It's a fucking awesome thing. But it's just, it's nerdum shit.
Yeah.
But with a significant other, like, you like... legit, like, I think you want to as well, like, think deeply and like try to figure it out and like,
you know,
plan.
Yeah, I get a competitive attitude.
Well, I also feel like
I'm like,
shit gift giver.
I want to see if I can make her cry. I'm kidding.
I want my actions to bring her to joy tears.
I want
to
one up her so hard.
Well, no, there are times when I'm like, what do you mean I've made you cry? She's like, in a good way. I'm like, what does that even mean?
Have you cried in a good way?
Yeah.
I have, like, very seldomly.
Like, twice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Once was back from the cabin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt a very huge drain on me.
That's back what I mean. I think it was, like, almost, like, overwhelmingness.
Yeah, but it was, like, overwhelming in a negative way because I was like, goddamn, life still exists outside of that awesome place. Not so much like, man, that was such... Like, it was such a good time that, like... The fucking life-shattering life that I came back to, I was like, fuck.
Yeah, it's...
Why can't we just fucking grill out for 12 hours a day and sit in a hot tub and watch fucking Thor?
Yeah, why couldn't I just have been born with a trust fund?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be a good person.
No, you wouldn't...
I'd be a pile of shit.
You wouldn't want, you'd want for nothing, but you also wouldn't, you would take for granted everything you had, because you never had to work for it.
Everything would be disposable, especially people.
Nah,
like, people would be, like, a commodity I could probably, like...
just buy and sell?
Well, I'd be more popular. Like, I bet the dude that pulls up to a bar in a Lambo has a lot more fucking, like, chicks talking to him. or
and Klingerons, because you know what they're I mean? Like, oh shit, like he's gonna pay for everything because he doesn't care about money.
Or someone's walking up to the VIP booth at like a fucking game, and like someone he bumps into someone with like the badge on. Like it's not like they're not gonna be like, you seem fucking well to do. Hello,
huh?
As yeah. opposed to, oh look at this bum over here, can't afford a hot dog.
It's me.
My ass is sweaty from the plastic seat.
Yeah, I'm like, it's stadium mustard inside a stadium, right? Just because it says Heinz doesn't mean it's not stadium mustard. What's this unmarked bottle of brown shit? I don't know. Yellow it is. Get back to the seat.
Cap was off. I still ate it.
Yeah, no, it was. Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, stadium versus yellow. I know.
Yeah, that was a bad time for
me. Dumb idiot.
It was worse because we had Ripley at the game.
Yep.
We went to Pucks and Paws, the hockey and take your dog there, which is the dumbest fucking thing, because it's like, hey, you ever see a dog like hear a boat horn for the first time?
Does a dog have a lot of sensory overload?
Yeah, it turns out they can't stand it when Back in Black comes on at fucking like 95 decibels higher than any human ear should hear it. Yeah, the dogs don't like it.
Yeah,
it's
the dog
weird.
With the really good ears.
Yeah, that's just it's a one and a half. It's yeah. only heard things for a year and a half long. Not dead like ours.
Jesus.
But yeah, I walked back with a fucking full yellow mustard hot dog covered, like doused in mustard.
Yo.
And it turns out that's not stadium.
Truly is not.
Yeah, they should really mark stadium mustard as stadium mustard.
They're too busy, you know, getting it all dog ready.
If mustard is in a stadium, technically it's stadium mustard, right? That's like the transitive property.
You would say transitive property over physical property?
How do you mean? Oh, because it actually
way
is stadium.
Way they were actually made. Way there was the ingredients in the fucking item. The transitive property should hold above the sway of actual recipe of what they made,
someone
right?
Listening is like, that's not even the transitive property.
Well, it's property rights, because it's got to be your bull, and if possession is 9/10 of the law.
What a dumb asshole.
But no, I had a fantastic, probably, like, I haven't had a birthday like this, like, I don't know. Just, I don't, you
ever.
Know what I mean? Like, full and joy, like, happy and
yeah.
stuff. Yeah.
Well, like, and you had, like, a nice, like, week off of work.
Yeah.
He's been doing some woodwork.
I took days off. My table's almost done.
Mm-hmm.
I ordered legs for it. They're going to be steel legs.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Because I was like, fuck wood.
Have you made it out of wood?
Yeah. Well, I like the look of metal legs with wood.
Okay.
I think it looks cool. And I don't have a pair of legs, and I couldn't find the bracket to make wood legs.
Yeah,
like,
Tony's
so like,
very steampunk.
It. Yeah, dude.
His room is full of gears that are made out of copper.
I was just going to make it out of old pipes.
Yeah.
God. Yeah. Old radiator for the top of the table.
There's a radio antenna that holds it up for some reason.
But no, like, Courtney, like, made me, like, really dope cookies, and we went to see Pixies and Weezer, which was fucking dope. Like,
yeah.
They played Aha, and, like,
fucking... I never got a video of fucking...
Oh, I have it.
Oh, really?
Fucking... Yeah, dude, literally, I have it.
Pork and beans?
She was like, what are you recording this for? I'm like, Paul.
Thanks, babe.
I'm serious.
That's awesome. Did they play it on electric, or did they play that acoustic? Was it a sample? That's funny. I think that's a backing track.
It could be.
Not the singing. That's like when they come in, I think that they're all playing, but that like down, 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 down.
Oh, the down, to down, down.
And then
be.
that like that shit. Like, I'm pretty sure. I don't know how you make
See,
that.
See, how good of a friend am I, dude?
That is good.
You mentioned it, and I literally was like,
I got it. Remember that fan you wanted? No.
Oh, the fan!
All right, anyway.
The buttonless fan!
So, yeah, Pixies and Weezer. Awesome.
Awesome. And then fucking went out to breakfast with my parents the next day with her. And then we went up to Edgewater Park. And fucking, I had never been there.
Yeah, Tony dove in.
Dude, just being on water.
Do you get a weird smell from
No, hearing? I get a weird boner.
Oh.
Like a fucking, not a weird boner, a raging head and... For
wow.
fucking being around waves and like...
Because you're like, I think Boston's near.
No, no, dude. It's... I don't know what it is.
Courtney, get in the car. I got a hat on. You got to take care of this. When he got home, he was like, it's like an ocean made out of fresh water. I was like, so a freshwater fucking lake? What?
Yeah.
He's like, I couldn't even see Canada. There's no
incredible.
Horizon.
It was incredible.
I felt like Columbus.
I just forgot how cool it is to hear the sound and like feel water and smell it and... Have the rocks and shit and just be like fucking in it.
That's some crack cocaine.
Dude, just smoke some crack on the fucking
man.
Rocks, dude.
Let's ruin our vocal cords. Give me that light bulb.
I loved it. I thought it was the best. And then we went to Cheesecake Factory, and then, oh my God, such good, tasty foods for pretty expensive, but super delish.
Expensive.
A little expanse, but pretty delish.
That's good. I've never been there. I really want to go.
No, it was just an awesome day. She got me fucking, like, new water bottle and stuff, and, like, a bunch of little gifts.
Is that that one?
That's that one there. What? It's glass, actually.
It's like, it looks like it's wearing Crocs.
It is wearing Crocs, dude. It's got that rubber
That's a fucking hefty bottle,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's a beast, dude. I can crack someone upside the head if someone says, got a dollar? Pow!
Some dude walked into my work, the computer place today, and he was like, hey, man, he's holding, it was so weird. He had his hands underneath his shirt.
Yeah.
And I think holding his pants up because they were too big.
Right.
No idea if he
as you do when you steal pants.
Or try to rob someplace and he has a gun. Like, I was like, I'm going to get killed for $75 that's in cash in this place and broken printers and projectors.
I'll give you every piece of equipment you want.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't give a fuck about this. Take everything. And he was like, hey, man, can I ask you a question? And I was like, oh, here it comes. Can I rob you? Like,
yeah. Can I have the money?
Yeah, can I have all your money? I'm like, And he's like, are you guys hiring? And I was like, oh, no, I barely have a job. Anyways, I hope he leaves soon. And he's like, all right. Hey, man, can I ask you another question? And I was like, oh, fuck. Can I suck your dick? No. He's like, do you have any extra dollars? And I was like, I don't have any cash on me, man. I'm sorry. But dude walked into our shop,
asked for a job,
and then asked for money,
then asked for a dollar
for not working, and then left.
Yeah, we do have the spare job money giveaway money bank.
Yeah,
let me grab
here
some.
It is.
Here's two ones.
Here's all just of Kitek's spare dollars. Here you go.
My tips.
Yeah. Oh God, I wish.
Wow,
yeah, it was weird.
Yeah.
Well, now you can beat off homeless people with your new glass bottle.
Bing.
Thanks, Courtney.
Right, thanks,
so
Court.
Let's hop into fucking news because we've already been going 20 minutes.
That's
Jesus
how
Christ.
We roll, dude.
All right, so Blade Runner canon comic book coming soon.
Ooh.
So that means I'm thinking that they're probably not going to be making a movie, but they probably have scripts, so they're just going to release it in comic book form and try to get revenue off that in a very low, low, low-end way.
Yeah.
So you got to be excited for that.
I'd read them.
You've been reading comics, kind
of. I just bought Volume 8 of Saga.
Nice. Did you finish Vampire? American Vampire?
No, not yet. Okay. But I'm getting them ready for winter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. You are very active during the summer. I'll give you that.
Very.
Okay, so I got some good news for you.
I got good news for you, too.
Oh, what?
Neil Blomkamp is set to direct RoboCop 2, direct sequel to 1.
And it's called RoboCop Returns.
Fuck me.
And
fuck.
Also, R rating.
Ha!
Yeah. Someone tweeted, I
about
heard...
About to push the table up.
Yeah, flip. I'm like, oh no, all my mics. and our cat, he's underneath it. Yeah, I saw a tweet that it was like, I hope there's a lot of blood squibs, a lot of satire, a lot of just like raunchy, just gory mess and awesomeness.
Same Detroit.
And like, he was like, it will be.
Yeah.
But it's going to be cool. Like, I wonder if it's going to be set like fucking how many years after? Like, is it going to be like almost 30 years after RoboCop, or is it going to be like 1980s Detroit or like early 90s Detroit? That would I would kind of like a period piece of the 90s in Detroit with new RoboCop.
Yeah.
That would be sick.
Either way,
I'm stoked.
Yeah, he's just going to do a fucking hell of a job. Like, I'm just so pumped on that being like properly done.
That was one of my good newses for you. The other one is Dune may start filming
any decade now.
2019.
Hurry it up.
Right now it's set to start filming in 2019.
God, I went to Barnes & Noble. There's so many beautiful fucking hardcover versions of fucking Dune.
Oh, really?
Dude, they're gorgeous. Like, the art that they do, because it's the fucking best-selling sci-fi novel of all time.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So, I saw two paperback versions and two hardback.
Really?
And the hardback one, the one was gorgeous, dude. It was like, kind of like burnt orange, and then in gold letters, it had like the letter in the top left, then the top right, then bottom and bottom. It was just like D-U-N-E.
Oh, that's cool.
And but really like drawn out with like six lines for the D, but just the curve.
Yeah.
Like, so it was very like minimalist lettering, and it was embossed and like just like the back. Dude, it was fucking, I was like, Jesus Christ, this is the most gorgeous looking book ever.
I'll try to find you the poster.
Don't buy me Dune. It's a real pain in the ass to read.
I bought you the Blu-ray already.
Yeah, the Blu-ray's fine.
Because I know that you can't handle it.
All right.
Godzilla, Planet of the Monsters, part 2. That's French for 2. Duh.
Un da toi.
Well, it's D-E...
Un da toi.
D-E-U-X. I just remember because, you remember I Love the 90s?
Yeah.
On VH1? Yeah. Yeah, it was like, I Love the 90s, part duh. That's all. So it's... That's my only French. All right. And
are you done?
Fair. All right. So Godzilla, Planet of the Monsters, Part 2.
Oh, here we go.
It released in May of this year in Japan.
What are they doing with it?
Okay. So last time it released in, I want to say, November of 2017. We got it in January on Netflix. So that means if it released May 15th, I think, in Japan, that we should get it sometime this month.
Hurry it up.
Or August. But it's a 3-part series. In the trailer, I was like, why are there so many goddamn humans floating around this fucking spaceship I don't give a shit about?
That's a bummer.
It's called Planet of the Monsters, and I've only seen one, and for 10 minutes.
Right. Right. I get it.
Fiery. Got the fire hate in me. But yeah, I mean, like, oh, damn, did you see the poster for the new Godzilla movie?
No.
King of the Monsters. Everything's fucking monsters these days.
Yeah, I know. They love monsters.
Oh, man. Monster this, monster that. Why not, like, King of the Kaiju? They have that KK, that hard fucking K's together.
That'd be cool. Yeah. Dude, facing each other, the K's.
Yeah. Man. Look like fucking Killer Instinct.
Look like a sweet diamond. Yeah, look like Killer Instinct.
That's holy how it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, the poster is like him, like with his like throat completely up, and he's shooting like that atomic fucking ray out of it. Yeah. Looks so sick. And Comic Con's coming up soon. That's going to be on it. And the last thing I saw was a NHL 19 trailer.
All right.
And this
a lot
looked
like
really,
18 and 17.
No,
huh?
This looked really cool because I read up on NHL 18 because PlayStation 4 or PlayStation right now is having their PS Store is having a mid-year sale. Yeah. And there's a lot of shit on sale. I saw NHL 18. I've never really played any of the NHL games, but I think, I don't know, that seems like a fun time waster.
Yeah.
This new one has, like, that cool thing where you, like, start on, like, a pond and work your way up through a career.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, and none of the other ones have this, but, like, they've done that for basketball games. I think baseball, like, you start out the sandlot.
Yeah, it's like your entire career.
Asshole. Yeah. So I think I would want to see that. The only thing that I thought was weird that it's, like, hockey, right? And, like, fucking, like, Kanye's playing in the background.
Oh, for like the excitement factor.
Yeah, like who are you trying to sell this to? Like
you could literally just put the sounds of skates clacking.
Like it literally. Oh my god, you just sold a copy, but they didn't.
How cool that would be.
Well, no, they did.
If it came in black and white with just the sounds of skates and sticks and.
Because I think it was like remember where you came from, and then it was like and remember where you're going to be, and it show and like this dude slowly turns with a I think it's an Oilers jersey, and it says Gretzky, and it has the shirt tucked in the back and everything. It looks fucking sick, dude. That was like one of the main things. He was so young when his father started him out skating that he was like, you look too young, tuck your shirt back in. He's like, they won't let you play. You have to be 10, you're 5.
Yeah.
But you're so good that they can't not let you play.
Yeah,
some
dude.
Shit like that.
Just tuck it in, you'll be good.
And he always, for his life, he tucked it in the back of his like pants. That's
I didn't
it
know
for
that.
Gretzky corner.
Yeah, games Paul thought about maybe getting.
No, I think I'm going to buy, that's going to be the first NHL game I own.
You're going to buy the 19?
Yeah, that comes out.
But that's not. Out.
It comes out this September.
Oh, okay.
So, like, in a month. Maybe November. No, they usually come out, like, half, like almost halfway through the year that they're not in.
I bought Far
in
Cry 5.
Future. Yeah.
That was on sale, like, $20 off.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Mm-hmm.
And
I thought
you.
It was Far Cry 3.
No, it was 5.
Oh, weird.
There's Far Cry 1, 2, 3, 4, Primal, and this is the 5th.
Right on.
Technically the 5th numbered, but the 6th game.
Well, you said... 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, Primal 5. Gotcha.
Bingo.
Weird. I wonder why they didn't go with 6.
I don't know why. A lot of people don't understand like why Primal exists, but it is a very like, hey, let's take our entire model and like you know how like Assassin's Creed will be like, it's Assassin's Creed 7. But then there's also 6 months later, Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
You're that like, doesn't take place in the time frame.
Not at all. And they're like, okay, so it's just pirates.
So Primal
for pirates. Primal is just about fucking cavemen.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's
then.
All it is. It's
that's
just,
why it's not Far Cry. Yeah.
It's just, well, Far Cry, the whole idea of it was you're a nameless kind of guy.
Yeah.
It put in a shitty situation somewhere in the world in some time, and it's just about you surviving. So it's called Far Cry, like,
so they all
a Far
take
Cry
place.
For man to survive. Like,
whoa.
Yeah, like, it's all about, like, getting up and fucking like hunting and having a knife and killing fucking game
about
and
say
shit.
Boner.
Killing with your boner knife.
Well,
and fucking...
as Tony describes as he keeps holding up.
I'm holding a knife, not my cock.
Yeah, or like a fake
or
spear or some shit. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Courtney, let us know.
She'll say, it's a dagger.
Yeah. Have you seen those Aladdin swords?
With the wavy ones? Yeah. The scimitars or whatever?
Sure, I have no idea.
Whatever, man.
That's all the news
you
I have.
You have a scabbard.
What does that mean?
Isn't that the... No, you have a sheath.
Sheath? Wait, no, that's what you put a sword in.
Oh, what would that be?
Oh, a vagina. Damn it!
Walked into it fucking set himself down in it.
Led me to water and I fucking drank. That's for sure. Hey, you thirsty little
dude,
guy?
That was awesome.
You're an idiot.
So I'm excited about that. Thank you, Courtney, because she provided me with awesome
PlayStation
bucks.
Skyrim is on sale for 20 right now. Doom's on sale for 15. Rainbow Siege is on sale for like 30. So if you have PlayStation 4, ton of titles out
ton
there.
Ton of titles.
They're going for a little bit less. And usually it's like all the whole bundle package too, which is nice. Do you have any other news? Anything cool you seen? No? All right.
No, I'm out.
Let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections because we never have genre fives.
It does not needed with this kind of content.
Honestly, this, fucking like, hey man, it's been a while. What have you been doing?
Five cool things we did this week.
I was going to ask you how you prepare for things. Like your, like certain totems to do things. Like, you know, like, oh, I'm about to do this. I need to do this.
Like go to work?
No, because it's like make coffee, poop, and shower. Like, that's not that cool. But I'm saying, like, to psych yourself up for something. Like, when you're about to go teach a team of old ladies how to use a device by a very large company, like, you know, the dildos that you teach them to use. Sorry. yes, I know.
Well, what I do to psych myself up for that
not the dildo thing, but I'm saying the process of teaching.
I go in the back, and I just, I get fucking psyched, like, in the zone, and I, like, breathe, like, kind of deep, and then I'm in the bathroom, and I pull my dick out, and I put it on the toilet, and I take the toilet seat and smash it into it, and then I headbutt my fucking head into the sink.
Yeah.
And then after I get done puking, pissing, shitting, and fucking crying, I just wash it all off, put my hair over to the side, and I go in there, and I go, time to teach you fuckers a thing or two. I mean, for me, it's literally, like, it's just a process of fucking making sure I have every material, and then I know I already have the fucking mental fucking part done. I just need to make sure I have all the supplies to do it, and then I get more commanding.
You always seem very ritualistic to me. When I see you go to do things, like, or when I see you doing things, like, I notice that you, like, put your tongue in, like, your lower lip.
Oh, that's my focus, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, I also, like, I don't know, like, when you get home, like, you set, like, your, like, I guess I'm more, like, OC, I'm definitely way more
You're
OCD.
Way more than me, but I have mine, too.
Yeah, like, I guess, like, if I'm sitting down to game, like, I have, like, my coffee, my fucking, like, this is, I'm like, you're doing your job, I'm like, when I'm about to play PUBG.
When I'm ready for a PUBG match.
Well, all right, let's go back. Like, in the days that we were touring and stuff like that, but how I would get ready, like, before we, like, went on, like, I used to sit in the van and just listen to our songs and just play to them to get myself, like, ready and remember and shit like that, even though they were very simple songs. Sometimes not so much in other bands and shit like that, but, like, that's, like, was one of my things that I did.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually, like, grab, like, 15 beers and then, like, head up.
Right up.
No, there was a time period when I remember, like, I really flubbed, like, a lot of the set. And I was like, okay, that can't happen again.
Mm-mm. You'll be fired.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Fired.
Fired.
Yeah. Good. Is there any other 30-year-old guitar players that can take off time from work? No?
Cool.
Okay. Well, all right, drunkie back in the van. No, I mean, like, but, like, that.
Why do you ask? Like, how do I psych myself up for?
Yeah, I don't know. I was just like, I was thinking about that today. Like, how, like, the preparation that, like, one goes through to, like do, like, a certain thing.
I like it.
Like, when I go into work, like, I smoke, like, 2 cigarettes usually, and I listen to a podcast. I kind of, like, zen myself, and then to literally just turn off my brain, and because, like, I've done the job for 10 years now, and just go in.
Yeah.
Like, I just, like, snap.
I mean,
and
I have
go.
The same thing. Like, I have, like, fucking, like, I want to listen to certain things on the way to work and certain things on the way back. I don't like doing stuff in my car besides just driving. Like, I fucking hate texting and driving or answering calls. Like, if someone calls me and they waste my drive home talking to me while I'm driving home, I'm like, we could have done this when I got there.
Wait, do I?
But
do
I
that?
Wanted no.
Okay.
Wait, have you talked to me for 20 minutes on a phone?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Not in years.
No, not in years.
We've lived together for years.
Yeah, yeah. Since we moved in, I think. But no, like, that's like, I don't know. In my opinion, like, Yeah, if I don't have certain things certain ways, yeah, I do get grouchy. And, like, I also, like, hate when I don't have certain prep items. And it's actually, like...
Vaseline, mainly?
Mainly just Vaseline. Yeah,
I got, like, a dry asshole, you know?
Jesus. Or, you know, a good vacuum cleaner to suck it all up after I'm done.
I don't know why that struck me. I was just wondering, like, your process to that. Like, I know, like, a lot of people, like, creatively and stuff.
Well, you
like,
hear me talk it out loud all the time.
That is true, yeah. Tony is one person that he'll be like, all right, so today I'm going to do this, then I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do this, and then
it's because my brain's fucked. Like, now I have to, like, vocalize it.
You think? Oh, yeah, you read studies.
I mean, yeah, like, for sure, I know that, like, vocalizing it helps me at this point in my life more than just thinking in my head, like, ooh, go get milk later. If I say go get milk later, it's better.
Yeah, yeah, because you're saying it,
yeah,
and thinking it and hearing it. Mm-hmm. So it's three senses happening at once, kind of. Bingo. I don't know if thinking is a sense.
Because my inner monologue's going all day like a big fucking idiot anyways.
You know that's why I listen to podcasts constantly?
Mm.
I drown myself out.
Oh, I do drown myself out,
yeah,
on the way to work.
Stop opening the cupboards!
Damn you, cat!
God damn, dude. Like, he knows what's in there every time.
You're going to have a cat corpse on your hands.
Ooh. No, I'd never.
I would never either.
He's beautiful. But yeah, I just always wondered what your, like, your process, as they say.
Yeah, I mean, that is my process, and...
Thanks for saying it like that.
You're my process.
You're my bro-cess.
Ugh.
My bro-cess. All right, let's hop into weekly recommendations.
Can we please?
Objections.
No, it's weird. That's the first time I've ever been, like, anxious to get to these.
Really?
Compared
why?
To the chit-chatty.
What do you mean?
Because I like the chit-chatty.
I know. Why didn't you like it now?
I even felt like we've done a lot of it.
Oh, it's all right.
I'm just saying in general.
It's our friggin' show, dude. Are
you getting sweaty? Bitch, you would have said the same thing.
Are you getting sweaty?
I'm always sweaty, bro. Okay. I'm in a tight shirt. I've eaten a lot of food in the last 3 days.
I'm buttoning her, dude.
Dude.
Let them fly. Pow, pow. Oh, God.
I've been maimed. This won't help. What am I kidding? Unbutton a shirt will make me cooler.
Are you wearing a fucking tee underneath?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a layer.
Dude.
I'm wearing tank tops and shorts. Stop opening the cupboards. Go ahead.
Sorry, Dad.
Not you, the all cat. Right. I just see all these DVDs just like open up and then like your fucking old jackets. Do you have a Letterman's?
Don't worry about the jackets I have in my closet, sir.
What'd you letter in?
I killed someone.
Oh, letter in murder.
I lettered in, I think it's swimming now that I have that jacket.
Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, like last name is like something totally different. Like Ramirez, it doesn't look like you.
That's weird. I didn't.
Don't worry about it. God, is it a red jacket or?
Smith.
It was white.
What an odd last name. And not Italian.
It's a medium. So. This week, just
so
got
now
that.
It's a trophy. Well, not even like out of use. Like it's just like
no, I just had to have it. Yeah,
yeah. I needed part
I
of
just
them.
Took it for myself.
All right, go ahead.
I watched The Legacy of a White-Tailed Deer Hunter.
Oh, how was that? I've been hearing a lot of good shit.
So his kid is just the worst. So it's about a dad.
But say, please explain.
Yeah, so it's about a dad who's a like semi-famous. Kind of like, it seems like he was like really popular in the 90s with like a hunting show called like, you know, Big Buck
now it's
Hunting.
Back, yeah.
And he, his name is Buck like Stevens or whatever. But it's fucking like, dude, it's got weird. It's almost like some Fargo style humor, or like Wes Anderson style humor in like, because Danny McBride, Josh Brolin are like a team. Danny McBride's his photographer, videographer, and he's the hunter. And they've been with each other for like 20 years.
So
going
very
hunting.
Like circumstantial, awkward, and kind of like...
It's like silly.
Well, also like the... that one thing that he does in like, especially Fargo, is like the accents, like the joke.
And he does. He's very country in this one. Yeah. He's like, come on, gotta get on out there.
Yeah, it's... Oh, that wasn't funny, but yeah.
But he's also excitable. Like he gets... Dude, it's a really funny character because he gets like straight up like little kid excitish when he sees a deer.
Really?
Like, dude, there's this shot of, like, he shoots a deer and he goes up to it. He's like running up to it and the camera guy's already there. And he's like, okay, all right, I'm here. Whoo, she's a beaut. Look at her here. And then he's like, what's that over there?
You're good.
What are you doing to me?
I'm just, hang on.
What the fuck?
There you go.
It makes no difference.
You're half in, half out. I could hear it.
What is half in, half out? Buy a mic that has the fucking
ability
to.
Yeah, go ahead. Please do. Pay
well,
anything
how much
for
are
this. Pay anything for this.
Why would I pay into this?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'd never ask you to. I'm just saying, don't bitch about it, though.
Well, don't just tell me to turn it 1/4 inch.
You wouldn't know
instead
which
of
way.
Leaning over like a mom getting something off my cheek.
Oh, you still got a little
crumb,
oh,
a little
on there.
Crumb on your fucking cheek instead of just saying, "Hey, Tony, turn it a bit."
Okay.
Yeah, you've really kept the listeners from all the
I
trappings
want you to,
of the show.
I want you to sound as good as possible, sir.
Hey, everyone knows I sound awesome.
Yeah, until you don't know how to use a mic. Go ahead. Keep telling me about this. I'm sorry.
I killed the joke. So he sees another animal and shoots it on the spot just because it's like, he's like, it was there.
So what do you give it?
You got to be there to see it. Couldn't have shoved the dick in and broke it off any harder.
I didn't mean to. That's why I went like this. I gave you the hand signal. Keep rolling.
What is this, a movie set?
Keep Josh Brolin over there.
Yeah, I'm going to keep Josh Brolin right into
keep
you.
Keep JBing, dude. We're good.
I give it a 6 out of 10. Yeah, you didn't let me finish. It's also a horribly shitty fucking father-son story.
Okay.
Stupid and so corny. His kid is the most nauseating thing. And I guess he represents, like, youth, but it makes you want to just fucking, what is it called? Genocide youth. God, that kid is the worst. And if he's the definition of youth nowadays, because that's what they're going for, he's the worst. It's just a shitty kid. Like, he's damn, like, I got to call my girlfriend. Y'all, Dad, where's my phone at? Like, you don't understand. Me and Carolina, we're in love. What are you doing to me, Dad? You old piece of shit. And he's like, just want to be your dad, son. You know, teach you something fun. And he's like, you're a loser. I'm like, oh, I want to kill him. Yeah, it's 6 out of 10 just because I wouldn't watch it again. But it has like 6 almost laugh out loud moments.
Wow.
The rest is like,
that's kind of hard
for
you. Sort
of silly. And strange soundtrack. Very, yeah. Very strange sound. It's just like songs that don't belong. Like, why were you playing, like, you know, I don't know, Hall & Oates during, like, a fucking, like, yeah, it's not a montage. Like,
private eye, they're watching you.
Literally, I woke up.
Yeah.
And I turned over to Courtney, and I was like, private
eye. That's so funny. Josie and I were listening to that shit while we were painting the room, because Tony made a fucking joke about, I was like, oh, we're going to go paint. He's like, oh, what, you're going to fucking, like, play fucking Hall & Oates. What's the song that we were talking about? Like, you won't do that, do
that. What I want to.
We don't know that. Okay.
It is a weird name of the song. Like, it doesn't. It's one little part of one part of the lyrics.
Right.
Is the name of the track.
And we started talking about, like, it's like a montage of her and I painting the room, and I'm like painting over her back on accident and shit like that and all that. But we ended up listening to that the entire time we painted the room.
Yeah.
So I came back and I've been listening to a shitload of Hall & Oates now. And
shit ton of it.
That's funny that fucking you sing it to her.
You make my dreams. It's not even
my dreams come true. Ooh,
why wouldn't you add true?
Ooh, ooh. I don't know.
You make my dreams. You make my dreams what? It's the fragment of a sentence.
You make my dreams.
That's it. True.
Ooh, ooh,
yeah.
Ooh. All right. So I watched Dinner for Schmucks. It's been a minute since I've seen this, and I fucking love this movie, but holy motherfucker. It is so awkward.
It's built on awkward.
It's, dude, when he starts doing that penguin thing, he's like, I'm a penguin, you can't get me. And that girl's throwing like pots and pans and fucking glasses, destroying Paul Rudd's apartment.
Yeah, pinging around,
Oh, it's so good. But yeah, Paul Rudd, fucking Steve Carell, it's fantastic. I really, and the girl from Deadpool.
Yeah, and dude from Flight of the Conchords is like the artist.
Yeah, and fucking Gerald's Game, that weird guy, he's the boss and shit like that. There's a ton of people in it. That fucking Peter from Office Space, he's like one of the dick employees.
Oh,
Zach
yeah.
Galifianakis. This is a star-studded cast.
What a cast. Dude, he's funny in that.
Yeah.
When he's like,
I release you. Oh, when he does this laugh thing,
dude.
And his whole face turns like, every blood vessel is bursting in his face.
It's crazy how he did that scene.
Yeah.
It looks so fucking funny.
I feel like I was like, he might give himself an aneurysm, a heart
attack. What is that called? A cummerbund that he wears? The little patch of turtleneck that's just...
I don't know. I know what you're talking about, which is like a formal wear that's only like a certain length to your chest. It's not an actual shirt.
Yeah.
But he's wearing one of those that is a turtleneck.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a cummerbund. I think a cummerbund goes around your waist, actually.
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking
about. No, a cummerbund goes around your waist. It's like a fucking red belt.
Oh, yeah, that goes with a tuxedo.
Yeah. What is it?
I don't know what that thing is.
Turtleneck cummerbund? Yeah, no. But yeah, that cut out of a turtleneck. it's a fucking, I think, a really unique movie, and a really, like, the artistry on the fucking mouse, the mice.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the amazing. Minis, yeah.
The mousterpieces. It's so good. I laughed out loud.
A Dickie.
A Dickie, okay. You're way off.
Yeah. Wow. So creepy.
We can order that.
People
those.
Are like, it's a fake turtleneck.
Well, you don't want to sweat.
But, I mean, why add it?
Well, no, then you put a jacket over it. Then you creepy. Look like a professor. Like, all right, you know that jacket
now,
that you have
like
with the...
this, it looks good. Sporty.
Right, but you know that jacket that you have with the fucking elbow pads?
Yeah.
Throw one of those underneath. Boom.
Pow, dude.
Hey, when's class? Prof. You know?
Prof. Yeah, because professor.
Yeah. You never heard anyone say prof?
Oh, God. I've never went to school.
Yeah, you have. We
me
went
no
together.
Go school. Me no not need it.
So, Dinner for Schmucks. I give this movie like an 8.5. I fucking absolutely love the movie. There's so much good content in it. And
Paul Rudd's lackluster. He's not as exciting as anything else going on around him.
No, but everything else going around him
I guess
so,
he's meant to be mundane.
He has to be.
Yeah.
Well, he has to be the guy trying to move up in like that fucking like day-to-day job that just ends your life, but he wants to make more money, basically.
Then he realizes some stuff, doesn't he?
Yeah. But, I mean, there's so many good moments in the movie. I laughed out loud so much. Yeah, like I said, 8.5. Go ahead. What do you else see?
Oh, I also saw the movie Stealth.
Ooh, was it about a bomber?
It's about these three robot planes.
Okay. That was close.
Dude, it's a shit movie.
Yeah, was this from, like, early 2000s?
Yeah, it's got Jessica Biel.
Fuck yeah, it does.
And
I remember
Jamie
this.
Fox.
I think I saw this in theaters. It is horseshit.
It is horseshit.
Yeah.
Dude, they're like, hey, fucking Rambo, Ace One, hey, Laser, fucking, I hope the AI drone robot fourth partner on our fucking wing
it's
over
bad
here.
Fucking, what was that Tom Cruise movie?
Or you gotta be more specific.
No, the planes, Frostman.
Top Gun?
Top Gun. It's bad Top Gun. Thank you.
It's bad Top Gun with bad AI.
Iceman,
you know how we made
not
fun
Frostman,
of,
sorry.
Made fun of, what's this, the robot wall in the one movie we watched?
Oh, Tau. Tau, yeah.
It's like that. Like, Edie is its name, and it's just like, that does not compute. I learned from you, sir.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck me. Like,
I don't remember that at all.
You disobeyed an order. I can now, too.
I think I saw that in theaters, and like, yeah. So what do you give it?
Oh, like a 3.5 or a 4.
What
like,
the fuck made you want to watch that?
I was real bored one night and I was doing like some research, so it was a half and half. Like, I wasn't dug into it, let's be honest.
Earlier before the podcast, Tony was like, we might have to fucking can test Tony in case this thing I'm doing takes off. And I was like, what do you mean? And now motherfucker's watching Stealth.
I don't know why. Maybe I was depressed. Maybe I wanted to hurt myself. Maybe I was feeling a little destructive.
I needed to feel.
Need to feel something.
I watched The Staircase on your behalf.
On my
recommendation. But like on your behalf. You told me about it. Wasn't
yeah.
that the same thing,
Is that
right?
What that means?
Wait, no. I'm saying something on
like
your
on
behalf.
On your behest?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
We're dumb.
On my behalf means like, I bought this for you on your behalf. Like, here. You,
no, it's like saying like, oh, hey, something. Tony says something and I'm saying it on his behalf.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that more?
But you didn't do it for
context?
Me. You did it for you. On my recommendation.
That's what I said.
Yeah, that's a weird way
I'm just
to say it,
cut
though.
That away.
No, don't do it, dude. This is fucking
smart
real.
Smart as hell.
Hey, do I need to move my mic at all?
No.
Dude, am I good still?
I was like, how long is it going to go? I'll let it roll.
Oh, dude. I could have gone Paul Long.
That you just did.
No, that would have been two more runs.
Yeah,
if
right.
If it was Paul Long.
Fucking
Paul Long.
Paul Long.
Sing a song, you're like, second verse.
Edward Paul Long. yeah, The Staircase. Wow, this fucking
docu-series
is
Have
fucking,
you finished?
No, we only watched the first 7 episodes in one sitting. I almost was glued to my own couch.
Dude, how many is it? 12? 13?
13. But 45 minutes, which you told me. And I like that aspect of it. Not like an hour 15. I'm
there
like,
are times
holy
when it's like,
God.
It hits credits and you're like, what?
Yeah.
Next.
It actually feels fast. I feel like the Making a Murderer, like that series, there's a lot of fat they could trim off this to make this flow better.
I was worried you might be bored with it because it's a lot of court, but it's real court.
I'd rather see the court shit than them like making dinner and then being like, yeah, let's make Halloween costumes. Give me candy or I'll shove you. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, there's some weird, dark shit. And I'm like, and
the family aspects are strange because they're so comical about like, it's not him.
Yeah, he couldn't have done it, so let's make fun of it. our mother died.
Well, damn it, I can't talk about kind of fucking all weird? Of it.
Yeah, I know you can't. Yeah, don't talk about it at all.
There's something next week when we talk about it. Remind me of like the staircase? To talk about the change in the family.
I will. All right, so the staircase though. Oh,
well, no, no, no. Just mother, the way they describe
stop,
stuff.
Stop it! Stop it! Just stop it! Jesus Christ! You do this. You're like, I'm not going to give it away, but then I'm going to... Whoops. I slipped on a... But you're like Dinner for Schmucks. You're Steve Carell's character. Sorry I ruined your life by like fucking like talking... Remember when he talks to that girl on the computer?
No.
Her name's like Deborah or some shit like that.
What? I don't remember that movie.
Dinner for Schmucks?
No.
It's on HBO Go. You should watch it. It's good. Oh, damn. Oh, Van Helsing's next week. Okay. Dinner for Schmucks would be a good watch for you. I think you'd like that. And I want to see your...
I remember parts of it.
Yeah, parts of it. But that's actually a movie...
With the little mouse and the girlfriend.
Did you actually like the movie?
Like a little. Kind of like blah. A little. Yeah, blah.
I think you should rewatch it and then imbibe. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
God.
Eat a cookie or two. Get that sugar rush. You know what I'm saying?
Why do I need a sugar rush? You trying to like bait me for it? Drug me up?
Right now, The Staircase, I give like an 8.59. It is fucking riveting.
Well,
it is.
Dude, hurry that, it up, pussy.
The fucking defendant lawyer gets fucked over. Dude, there's the best part of my fucking life. All right. In the case, his wife had fallen on a staircase and died, and he calls the fucking 911 and shit and gets them over there, and they were like, this is a crime scene. Later on in the case, like four episodes into it, they find out that motherfucker was like in a situation where another woman died on a staircase, almost in the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And they're shooting the fucking defendant attorney of this guy, Michael Peterson, and they show the TV in front of him and he just goes, nope. like he's just bereft. I was like, he was like, well, now you guys got a good movie. Like, literally, he was like, I'm bleeding out of my nose. I can't.
Nope. Nope.
Why would he not tell me that happened?
It is fucking funny.
There's like, so many things that come to light, and he's like, so for real though, next time, like,
you enjoy Michael Peterson though.
There's no like other gay sex you were having that you've been hiding and stuff, and you call relations, but you don't find his relations.
What do you mean? He used to be a woman. What? That has a lot to do with it. Oh, dude, that and
okay, stop.
He's got lots of tattoos you haven't seen.
Stop. Just stop talking.
I'm just kidding.
All right.
Two penises.
So shut up. So staircase. Yeah. Right now, 9.
I'm going to tell you guys what happens. It's tense.
Yeah. What else you see?
Watch The Staircase. And really want to talk about the end of it, but can't.
You're the worst.
Pussy can't let me talk about it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
What's that? I didn't watch it. Dude, I watched We Own the Night. I don't know why I haven't seen this movie yet with Joaquin Phoenix and Mark Wahlberg and fucking Ava Mendez.
Have you seen A Quiet Place?
No.
I remember that.
Okay.
I'm going to ruin it for you.
Not good.
The podcast.
What is it? Real quiet?
It's actually loud the entire movie. Bam. Spoiler.
No, it's not.
Spoiler.
I heard it's very quiet, and you farted in the theater a bunch of times and embarrassed yourself.
I wish.
Big,
that'd
dumb
be
dummy.
Amazing. That'd be a really good story. Like, dude, I had the worst gas, and I just kept farting. Packed theater.
Just ripped him.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't even, like, look at anyone. I kept pointing at Josie.
The leather was feathering.
Yeah. It's actually, like, fucking gone. Just seared it.
Dude, We Own the Night's pretty fucking good, man. Not a lot of action, but it's pretty intense about like fucking club owner in the 80s.
Yeah.
Like when New York is exploding and shit, like going crazy with drugs and
I'm about to say,
violence.
Like bad, like very Times bad. Square's like,
horrible.
You'll get murdered.
Yeah, like it's Rape Square, mm-hmm. Not Times Square. Come down here and smoke crack and fucking suck off a gerbil.
Why not Crime Square?
Crime Square.
Damn it.
Dumb.
That was really good. It rhymes right with it. Missed that one.
But Wheel of the Night's very, very cool. Not Robert Duvall.
Downey Jr.
No, old man. Maybe it is Robert Duvall. Yeah. Yeah, is his dad. Like his, so his whole family are cops. He's a club owner for like a Russian club.
Yeah.
And he personally just kind of wants to party and have fun and be a fucking cool dude. But the club wants to sell crack and shit.
Well, who doesn't? That
and
makes some money.
Fucking family's like, yo, dude, you're kind of in the way of a war that's about to start. You know that, right? And he's like, nah, dude, I don't do anything crazy. I just like fucking do coke on my own.
Yeah.
And have sex with my girlfriend and hang out with my bros and run a club. And then shit starts going down. It's a really fucked up story about like this fucking bunch of people die and fucking other people like try to help. And like this fucking dude kind of feels like responsible for all this like chaos, but he's really not a bad guy.
What is this called?
We Own the Night.
We Own the Night.
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
What do you give it? Like eight out of 10.
Wow,
it's yeah, bad. It's pretty good. It's like a weak Scorsese movie.
Okay. Is it him?
That's the best. No, but it's the best way to describe it.
I understand what you're saying then. It's Casino light.
Yeah, or like, yeah.
Ant-Man and the Wasp. I went and saw that feature film, that indie flick. I'm not going to lie. It has so much awesome comedy and heart, and the action is great. I will say that it feels like, since it's such like a small...
Basic bitch compared to Infinity War?
Well, no, since it's like such a localized thing that they're dealing with, that they had to use certain things that are in other movies that remind you of it. There's a car fight scene that you're like, that's straight out of Deadpool. There's another scene that you feel like that's out of Deadpool. So there's certain elements that feel repeated, but at the same time are still a blast to watch. The movie is a ton of fun. The villain is so fucking blah, you don't give a fuck.
Yep.
And the storyline is very predictable. But it's still a really fun movie and really funny.
It's the exact same recipe.
Yeah. Well, not as the first one. The first one was like a heist movie. Well,
how's Evangeline Lilly?
She's fantastic. The whole cast is great. They work very well. But the ending is kind of just like, yeah, well, duh. That, of course, that's going to happen. Then the after credits, you're like, that's pretty cool. And then the after credits, you don't really need to watch. That's like the funny one. But yeah, the movie was good. I give it like
Were you annoyed you stayed?
No.
Oh, okay. I don't know if you were like,
I did have to pee.
Lame.
Maybe I did it. I know Josie was. Josie was like, for fucking real? And I was like, I had to pee this whole time, and I'm not even that bummed. But yeah, Paul Rudd's really funny. Michael Peña kills it. He's fucking awesome.
Man. Oh, yeah, as his little sidekick.
Yeah, and it's cool. The furthering of the story I enjoyed, and I liked Ant-Man a lot more on my second rewatch. This one, I laughed a lot. So yeah, 7.58. Like, I liked it a lot. What else?
That's all I saw.
Okay. I saw this awesome movie called Invincible. Have you heard of it?
Not sure.
What do you mean?
No, describe it.
Okay.
Just describe it for me.
It's about this kid. His dad has magic powers. Not magic powers, but he has superhero powers. And this kid like finally starts to grow into his, but he's known since he was like 10. So he's kind of like waiting on it. It's written by Robert Kirkman of The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
And it's really cool. Like the comedy in the book, like I laughed out loud at a comic. I haven't done that in fucking, I can't even remember when. I couldn't tell you the last time I laughed out loud at a comic book line. But it's like super well done. Like how the father, like he's like, oh, hey, we're alone tonight. And the mom's like, oh my God, for real? He's like, yeah, I have the global whatever the fuck, like watching after the city. She's like, cool. And she's like, race you upstairs. And he has super speed. She's like, for real. And then like he comes back down and then like, you know. And then they're obviously fucking and shit.
Yeah.
And he's like, want to go again? She's like, oh my God, you're insane. And he's like, race you upstairs and goes. And she's like, you need to get that out of your system before you put it in. Or like some shit. Yeah. Like it's pretty raunchy and stuff like that. It's actually not a fucking movie I saw, Tony. It's a comic book that I read. You told me to do that next time.
What?
Yeah, you told me to trick
oh.
you. Oh. Yeah, so you stay interested. And when I say comic book, you literally just check out. You're like, ding.
I was like, Invincible?
Yeah, it's a comic
book.
I
was really annoyed that I couldn't think of why I haven't heard of it.
But it's got picked up for an Amazon animated series. For Amazon Prime.
You tricked me.
I read the first fucking two volumes today. Well, almost two and a half. It's fucking awesome. It's crazy
good. Don't tell me I have to read it. I got a lot on my plate.
No, you don't have to read it because it's coming to Amazon, hopefully.
Bingo.
Yeah, a friend of ours on Twitter, a listener.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. He suggested it to me. I read a lot of it today, and I fucking absolutely love it. It's so good. There's a portion where, like, when he first finds out he has superpowers, he throws a trash bag. He, like, works at, like, Burger Mart or some shit.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Like, it's called, like, Toys, like, Be We. Instead of Toys R Us. Like, the weird little satire, like, on our world, but, like, flipped, kind of. And he throws a trash bag, and it fucking flies up into, like, space, basically. And then in issue, like, 9... It says, like, London, and you just see, like, this, like, dot, and you've, like, read so much that you kind of forgot, and some dude's like, blimey, and it's, like, Burger Mart trash all over. Like, that's such a good, like, who callbacks in a comic like that?
Robert Kirkman wrote that?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's fucking awesome.
I was like, that just sounds super fucking...
It's good.
Good.
It's really, really good.
That does sound clever. It sounds like a good movie.
Okay. Well, it's going to be a show.
You know what I mean.
Whatever. Let's hop into Tessa Tony. We watch Austin Powers. It's probably shagged me. Go ahead, Tony. What do you give it?
It's Austin Powers 1.5 for anyone who wasn't, you know, aware.
Ah, man. There's a lot of this I could not fucking stand. I love the Will Ferrell part, though. Damn.
I believe it's beginning to get gangrenous.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Smells like almonds.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite lines.
I think that's a good thing.
But like the whole three questions thing, that was like one of my favorite parts about the movie. I could give a shit less about this movie.
I liked a lot of Fat Bastard's lines.
He was great. He actually did still make me laugh.
I think he's funny. Like when he's like, "You are shit." Like, yeah. Dude, like funny shit. Like
Austin Powers mainly annoyed me.
I mean, Austin himself is like, some of the shit Dr. Evil did, the fucking little, it's the littlest thing, but it's the fucking scene where he's spinning in the chair and he's like, "Oh, I'm going to need an old priest and a new priest. The power of Christ compels you." And like, dude, I was dying laughing at that part for some reason, just because he was whipping around so hard.
I fell asleep during that part.
Dude, it's like you watch it. It's 20 seconds. It's probably one of my favorite scenes in the film.
I need an old priest and a new, that is funny.
Dude, it's really funny. He's like, "The power of Christ compels." And then he's like, "Oh boy. Oh, like, dude, just like makes these little noises as it's like jerking him left and right. It's the best part. Heather Graham is basic as fuck, dude. Like, she is a boring actress. When I was younger, I was like, "She's so gorgeous." Then I was like, "Wait, she was naked in roller skates. That could have been part of the appeal."
In the movie?
Boogie Nights.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so I was like, dude, Heather Graham's a shit. Like, not really,
so
though.
So is Mark Wahlberg with his giant wiener.
No, like, yeah, you know, duh.
Yeah, that was prosthetic.
But no, there's no talent behind it. So I was like, God damn, she's boring as fuck. There are scenes when you watch the clips, she responds to, Mike Myers saying stuff in scene. Not supposed to, though.
Oh,
they're both, like, arresting someone, and he's like, "I guess it's time's up for you," and she's like, back to serious, smiles, back to serious. I'm like, she like peeked over at him.
Well, maybe she's actually like, her character is infatuated with him.
Or stupid.
Yeah.
Well,
to each his own, sir.
I like it for background. It's got funny lines.
I will give you that. There's parts of it that work, definitely. And still, yeah, that's the cool thing.
And there's a ton of, like, the fucking screen wipes are really funny. The interlude things, like there's a commercial break and shit.
I hated the
like
fucking,
it's weird and the, fucking it's different.
The interludes when like they're like just dancing like on like a flower with like a green black background. You know what I'm saying?
It's a commercial break. It's the same thing that 70s show did.
Yeah,
when you came back from a commercial, you saw like the little
dancing around and shit like that. Yeah, I hated that.
It's weird. I wonder if they fucking modeled part of this movie off of an old British TV show, because it's not about 007.
Oh,
a lot
sure.
of people think that, like, that he's modeling Austin after James.
It's a satire on it.
No, there's a guy he modeled that after, though.
I agree. But
another
I'm saying,
spy,
right?
Character.
But it's still, I mean, but still, it's in that realm.
It's in the realm of international British spy, but it was another dude who
What do they call the one dude that like? It's not Q, but they call him something else.
Number two?
No, that's Dr. Evil's guy. There's another guy that like gives him
Basil.
Oh yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
I thought it was a letter.
Well, no, I think he calls him Basil. Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably right. Wow, you love this movie.
Hey, fuck off. I just saw it like 2 days ago. But it's got laughs. It's also super corny. There's none of it works. Like the whole movie's just a confused piece of like it feels like it's cheap because it's supposed to look cheap. I think.
I don't know. I give it
because it's a big budget. There's everyone's in it.
Yeah.
So it had money. First one blew up.
Will Ferrell was not that big then. So you can take him off the list.
No, but like the cameos, Rebecca Romijn, Rob Lowe, like there were characters that
Rob Lowe didn't have to be around there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks so youthful and full of life. And then he looks over at Frau. He's like, yeah.
Like that part, I was like, ugh. Yeah. Fuck.
I know. It's little shit like that. Like, it's also slapsticky.
Very.
Like, he's like, "See you later," and, like, runs up and knocks onto the machine and rolls down.
The fucking time machine.
Stands back up, and he's like, "No, I'm good.
Yeah, did you not press the knob?
Yeah,
did
you
not?
Could you do that?
Could you?
Yeah. It's strange. That's why I said 1.5.
The 1.5?
No, I called it Austin Powers 1.5.
Oh, I was like, holy shit.
No, I'd probably give this, like, a 5.5.
I would say, like, a 4.
Oh. See, I think I can tolerate it better than you.
Probably.
Yeah.
More tolerance for pain.
Yeah, I'm a strong guy.
Yep.
Super strong, like muscles and stuff.
Well, Tony, that brings us into movie of the week. We watched Atomic Blonde.
Most stylized movie with a action-packed girl lead you've ever seen.
And she might be lesbian. We're hitting up, we're checking off all the boxes. All the boxes.
You want nipples? You want Germans and
not even
vodka?
That. Like, but I thought that was funny. It's like, female lead? Got it. Fucking, is she a lesbian? Got it. Does she kick ass? Got it.
Yeah.
Like,
does she stamp people with her heels?
Like,
got it.
There was some motherfucker like in an office just being like, okay, guys, I've seen a lot of shit on Twitter, and I think this might go over well in like a decent way. Yeah. Let's try this. But Charlize Theron, you said, backed it. And I'm not going to lie. This movie actually did. I like this movie.
This movie, for the most part, like I'd say 90% of it had me like perfectly enthralled.
Yeah.
It was great. It was awesome.
I'll agree. There are some parts.
The ending
like,
sort of took a fucking shit off the bed and got a little weird. But
well,
there's a scene.
Shit on the bed would be worse.
Shit all over the bed. And then flipped it over.
It took a shit off the bed. Ah, I'm tired. Ah, just going to lean over. Don't want to sleep in it. Just want it to be there.
It shoved the bed up your ass.
Okay.
And then burnt you.
Got it. Loud and clear. 10-4, big guy.
Roger that.
Roger, roger. Those fucking droids.
That's a big 10-4.
It's a big 10 fuck me. Got it.
All right. Love you.
I love you too, bro.
Okay. I was going to say, if you don't say it back, we're fucking through.
I didn't.
Okay, so this movie has fucking got fantastic fucking John Wick style action. It's got... Dude, Charlize Theron did a fucking, like, tremendous job. She's a badass.
She rocked.
It also, like, really, like, harkens to the fact that I don't like seeing chicks get beat up.
Yeah.
Like, that way.
Yeah.
Like, Mad Max, sure, she gets in a fight, but, like, she's not in pieces. Like, she's beat up the whole movie. It's not giving anything away that she has black eyes and, like, cuts all over
her
and
shit. But she also, like... fucks motherfuckers
oh,
up.
Oh, it's horrific.
It's not like the scene. It's not like the scene from fucking True Romance. That's a rough scene to watch.
That's the roughest.
That it's fucking like sucks. The roughest. Like, it's
no,
just,
it wasn't. It wasn't like it's innocence fucking, being like attacked. It's more like seeing her like almost get broken down. I'm like, no. Don't go all the way. All
right, so there's a stairwell scene in the movie. So Atomic Blonde.
Stairwell.
What would you say the fucking premise is?
Oh, it's about like a fucking agent who's trying to get someone out of a country, but the country is exploding because it's right about when they're about to tear down the Berlin Wall.
Yeah. All right. So there's a stairwell fight, though, and it is mind-blowingly good.
Mind-blowingly good. Like, it's some of the best cinematography.
There's a portion where in the movie she's guarding someone, that person possibly gets injured,
mm-hmm.
and then from that point until the next 30 minutes is stunning movie making.
Yeah.
I fucking fell in love with that part, dude. I loved it so much. The fucking, like, the way the stunt doubles to where it looked like there wasn't a cut, but there probably was. There had
oh,
to have
yeah,
been.
Yeah, the digital cuts to where it looks like it's one shot for, like, 7 minutes.
Dude, it is. It reminded me of Daredevil. And not only that, how the people acted, well, too, because they beat the shit out of people, and then they get back up.
Yeah, they're still part of the fucking
but not in that weird, like, Michael Myers way, but, like, in the way of, like, fucking, like a person, kind of,
well, yeah, no, she, like, stabs their thigh, like, they limp back over to her and punch her with the other fist.
Or like,
something.
She, like, looks like she knocks someone out. They don't stay down for the entire time. They get back up eventually. That's fucking cool.
It's very cool. Yeah, she has to keep rebounding to those fucking older guys. Because it's, like, 5-on-1 in, like, a small
instead
area.
Instead of, like, old boy one shot to where he fights 89 dudes.
Yeah.
And he somehow, like, one punch knocks them out. They're gone forever. Like, she fights, like, 6 dudes for, like, fucking what feels like 89 minutes.
Yep. What's it, Ownbach 2 has a staircase scene where he goes up the stairs. Yeah. It's kind of like that. Like, there are guys that chase him back up.
Yeah, okay.
And, like, they'll have, like, their coat ripped or something because he threw them. And he, like, re-beats them up. And that's another single shot. Though these ones are so impressive.
Okay, then, wait, no, I thought that was Old Boy because I thought that they remade that, that scene.
Well, the remade Old Boy scene
is in a stairwell.
In a stairwell instead of in a just
hallway.
A tunnel hallway.
Okay, right on. But yeah, this is fought in a stairwell slash hallway or whatever, but it reminded me a lot of the fucking Daredevil one, too.
Have you ever watched any of the Bourne movies?
You know, no.
Because the action in that, Bourne is like 75% that.
Yeah.
It's not R stylized, okay. So there's not like fucking like,
there's,
you know, like knives hanging out of arms and shit that you like see the whole time and then they rip on them.
McAvoy.
Shit like that.
McAvoy, like, is one that, that's what I like too, that they were so like, thoughtful of where the wounds were on the person that they were fighting to expose that fucking weakness. God damn, that was shot so well.
Yeah, well, that's
like you said, the dance, the choreography of it. It was fucking monumental. I loved this.
The movie it reminded me the most of are the Bournes. So if you ever watch, like, even just type in on YouTube tonight, we could just type in, like, Bourne action scenes.
No, I've seen...
him punching a book, like, into someone's face, like, because he had a book in his hand when he slammed it into their throat.
You know what's fucked up is... That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know what's fucked up is that the only reason why I want to see the new Mission Impossible is for the scene in the trailer where Henry Cavill shakes his cuffs.
Yeah.
And then goes
he's
to
a hammer.
Fight him.
Like, he's a monster.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't even give a fuck about that. That just one thing where he looks at him and just fucking shakes his cuffs, like, down. That was the dopest fucking move I've ever seen.
There's another shot of that, and he fucking...
He's, like, punching
elbows him, yeah, and he, like, does two cartwheels through the air through a glass
pane.
Yeah,
he's a monster. Yeah. I don't know. That looks so
It looks great, because it's going to be him fighting a fucking, like, a giant.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, you guys want to use a scalpel, we use a hammer, and then it shows him, like, pop, pop.
Yeah.
And it does look...
Dude, that looks
so
sick.
Yeah, he looks
sick.
So hard, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'd be scared of you if you did it to me,
like,
dude.
I'll suck your dick, Henry Cavill. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Soups.
No, I would have fucking got beat up by you if you ever did that.
Oh, is that what I have to do? Just get a long sleeve shirt?
Yeah.
And then you just fucking headbutt me once. I'm like,
sleep.
I'm not going to get up like those atomic blonde bad guys.
Dude. Also, my God, these movies nowadays are making people think that going through tables, getting headbutted, or kicked in the face with a boot are not hard things to do. It's just strange. I'm like, it always, and I get it, like, you want to extend a scene, but there are certain things, like, and my dad used to do that too. He would note, like, when someone, he'd be like, they'd be down after that, you're not gonna get up after that. Like, realistically, regular humans or even a goddamn Navy SEAL couldn't take a fucking glass ashtray to the side of his head full blast and then get kicked on the other side of his head.
Well, also, the glass ashtray, one, wouldn't have broken when he did.
No.
Because, like, that usually happens in movies. I'm like, I've seen so many videos where people are like, oh, break that beer bottle. Kling!
Yeah, and that glass ashtray is 2 inches thick.
Yeah, and that poor Cletus is like, do it again!
Yeah.
We gotta get it for the tape.
Dude, the best is when they do, like, 14 of them and they're dizzy. One of the dude trying to headbutt a window of a car?
That's the worst one.
Yep. Tony? That one is like, I'm like, his skull is... mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Like, it's gone into his brain, obviously.
Well, one of them, I can't remember, I think it was a Jackass where they tried to break a bottle, or maybe a CKY, but they show the fucking, like, legit, like, like, Lassery. Bugs Bunny,
yeah,
like, raised parts of their head. Like, little, like, fucking...
It's gross.
Little sand dunes.
Little moguls.
It's insane.
Just skiing down them.
Oh, God. Awful.
Atomic Blonde has a lot of action. Just kids, don't think you can take that kind of action.
They're watching wrestling.
They, like, I could take a fucking jackknife power bomb to the throat.
Do it. Gold dust me.
Do me a DDP.
Give me a
pussy.
Diamond splitter.
Give
isn't that where
hell,
you like fucking?
Yeah.
Isn't that where, like, gold dust, like, runs his elbow into your fucking crotch?
A diamond splitter? I never knew gold dust shit.
Okay.
I wasn't a gold dust fan.
All right. If you know that, let me know.
Let me
on
know
Twitter.
What gold dust does. Is it called, you know, a dust up? Is it called a...
I think it's the... No, it has something to do with your balls. Like, he, like, spears your nuts, like, when you're on, like,
diamond,
a turnbuckle.
Diamond sack?
I don't know. Like, I think it's the diamond splitter.
Diamond splitter.
That makes sense. Like, the family jewels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Split, like, two. Like,
yeah,
two nuts.
Or, like, dusty diamonds.
Dusty diamonds. You're gonna get dusted.
Yeah. Dusty Rhodes is like, son of a bitch.
And then he, like, sniffs. He always did that thing with his hands.
Oh, God. Right in his nuts?
No, he would do it just in the ring.
Yeah, those are shattered diamonds, people. Little kids are like, what the fuck?
He made a little shit. It's all right.
All right, so what do you give Atomic Blonde, sir?
8.5. Like I said, the ending was a bit convoluted.
Oh, insanely. That is
and
one
I
thing.
Was like, quit being silly with this shit. I didn't need it to get to this like point of like completion. I was fine.
Not even that. More so
I
just
didn't need extra layer.
Yeah.
It's not going anywhere.
It was kind of like M. Nighty in a way.
And
it's
I was
like, but what you thought, and what I thought, but what you thought, and what
and
I thought,
actually,
but then what you actually thought at the first time, that was probably
and
what
I had
happened.
A mask on.
Yeah.
I'm like, get out of here, Ethan Hunt, in the first Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
But no, this one was very, it was like a lot of different, like, angles.
There was like a fucking 10-minute, like, prologue, basically.
It didn't do it as good as a Guy Ritchie film, like Snatch would have done.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, Charlize was fucking amazing. James McAvoy was fucking amazing.
He was great.
Percival
he was great.
Was a cool character.
Yeah, he was awesome. The fucking Jeff, oh, God damn it. or John Goodman.
John Goodman, yeah.
He was awesome. And then the weird little guy from the computer in Winter Soldier was great.
Yeah, he's an actor.
Yeah.
No,
he's a weird little computer guy.
8.5. Like, it's great action.
Yeah, I agree. Like, 8.58. Yeah, definitely. It's in that realm. It's for sure worth a watch.
Worth a watch. It's worth a watch, dudes.
All right, so next week, Tony, what are we doing? My iPad died.
We're going to do Van Helsing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Damn it. Hold on a second.
What? Damn it.
Let me get up.
See, I tried to do one cool thing, and you just say you
Van. Give me a Van Helsing.
Give me a Van Helsing, yeah.
All right, so I don't know if you'll notice, but for the rating, you know how like Netflix says like rated PG-13 4. So this one says Van Helsing rated PG-13 4. Nonstop creature action violence and frightening images and for sensuality.
Nonstop like, creature action violence.
Dude, like if you saw that, you're like, I am in for a treat, sir.
My oh my, this is 90 minutes. What is this, Black Hawk Down?
Was this made for me? Nonstop creature action violence. Are you shitting me, Mr. Netflix?
What is this called? Nonstop monster action?
It's Van Helsing. Wait, hold on.
Wait, they're going to have to do some sort of fucking descriptions of these characters.
You mean Van Helsing with Wolverine? That one?
That guy?
Is that how you describe this awesome description that you have?
That was a fun shit.
Yeah. I rewound it 3 times. I was like, there's no way it fucking just said that to me.
Dude, it was getting you ready in case you have epilepsy for all the action.
It is. Oh, man. Come on, I just watched it, but whew.
I'm going to watch it, and then it'll be Tessa Tony next week. Yeah. So just, you know, holster your fucking thought.
Yeah. And movie of the week will be Ready Player One. Oh, do you want to say it?
Your movie of the week will be Ready Player One. Sorry.
Until next time, I'm going to go in reverse and out of King Kong.
Oh, fuck off and die. You don't want to watch it? You don't get to watch it. You've been banned. Go buy it for $17.
Go
standard definition.
Go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, let's like, take a step back here.
Just
I can save you a lot of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that. And got great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on the... he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cats Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball with a basketball. They're playing basketball.
basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Aussie Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavscast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavscast, it's fantastic.